Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Shift Drinks with your boys from the Modern Waiter Podcast.
We have done our side work. We have gotten our cash out. Now it's time for Shift Drinks. Just a couple of co-workers at the bar talking about our shift. And as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, people?
We got a packed table. We haven't done this in a little while because we want to have some guests for you. We have a new guest and an old guest. We're going to mention the new guest first. We have Webster.
Hey, here, what's going on, everybody?
Webb's in the house.
That's right.
And we have a friend of the show, Omar.
Hey now, I'm not so much been on the show too many times. I'm just very elderly.
We just didn't want to say that, but you know.
You just look elderly with your gray ass beard, bro. Oh, my Santa Claus is coming to town, bro.
A very hot girl was playing with it today.
Oh, we're going to talk about the hot girl.
That's all that matters.
Sounds like you got some interesting stories there.
Yeah, not so interesting.
No. As usual, we're having shift drinks. We're at Anthony's Clam House. Thank you for giving us our little Goodfellas table in the back.
Yeah,
as usual. And Danny, what are you drinking today?
Ah, a little like a makeshift skinny margarita, I guess you could call it.
It ain't skinny. It got simple syrup in it.
Well, stop projecting on me right now.
You have a classic margarita.
It is delicious.
Lime juice, simple syrup. What's your tequila?
Something I don't know. You picked it, man. I told you to order it.
I did.
What makes it skinny? No salt?
I don't think.
It's not skinny.
That's why I corrected it. It's morbidly obese.
But it is delicious, though.
It is delicious.
It's
I love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
I love it. Webb, what are you having, my friend?
I'm actually drinking a little Sauvignon Blanc there.
Okay.
Just a little. It's very refreshing.
To be clear, we're keeping our money in our pockets, so it's a happy hour Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, don't say that too loud now.
No.
Well, they can know.
Let them know.
We come here.
We come here to spend all our brunch money, bro?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're trying to take the rest home.
It's called shit drinks. We having some drinks. We're not trying to. It's not called spend your money drinks.
That's right.
It's still quality.
That's right.
It's with friends, but other than that, it is good, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So. What about you, my man?
Well, today I'm slumming it. I'm drinking
Estella?
An Amstel Light.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore.
Wait, what about you? Who
I don't even know you.
What about your stick?
You just lied to everybody in the world because you told us a long time ago that when you go out, you're having Estella.
I am. I do. What happened?
What happened?
Sorry. I asked for Stella, and they told me they were out.
Okay, then that's fair.
And then
fair.
They offered me a Peroni, and I said, thank you, but no thank you.
Keep
because
garbage.
Because I don't drink trash. And what happened was, I was like, don't you order Peroni? Because actually, it's served in this beautiful Peroni glass, which I enjoy. But, I mean, Peroni makes good glassware, apparently, but shit beer.
You know what?
I'm not a Peroni fan.
I'm not mad at you anymore. Because you just said they didn't have your beer, so we're okay with that.
No, that's
consistent.
Cool.
I wouldn't be like, no. So then I was like, just let me get an Amstel Light and I'll pour it into the Peroni glass.
Okay. Amstel's not bad, man.
Amstel Light's good. I'm just Peroni. I'd rather drink Swill.
I'd rather just bring on the Bush.
Honestly, Peroni's an awful.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bush Light, maybe.
That is bad memory.
The Italians make amazing things, especially in the culinary world, and drinks and wine, obviously.
And watches and shit. But
Peroni's like, ooh, God, no. It was an embarrassment
food
to the rest.
Clothes, the whole nine.
Yeah, shoes.
Yeah. Just not great.
Women.
Years. Yeah. Oh,
great women.
Incredible.
Great women. Yeah.
So yes, that's why I'm slumming it. But thank you for having me.
Nice. Welcome. So, Danny, how was your shift?
My shift was good. Actually, I ran into one of your tables.
Uh-oh.
So I have a little story.
So who would be one of my tables?
Just let me tell the story.
Oh, why are you yelling at me, man?
I like to yell at you sometimes. My table, it was a mom and a daughter. They said they had met you. They had your card in their pocket.
Jesus.
Okay.
Can you narrow it down a little?
Wow.
Mom and daughter combo.
St. Louis, maybe? It had to be this week. They said they were going to your table.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yes, they loved you.
Older?
Oh, yes.
And one.
The
one,
daughter and the mom, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so they came in.
I love her.
Yeah, so they came in, right? So let me tell you.
Do you now?
Missouri.
Yes. Okay, so they come in. And
why didn't you call me? I would have quit my job.
They came in and we were talking. We were going back and forth and just having a great vibe. And it was her birthday today. So I bought her a drink.
We're not friends anymore.
And
wouldn't you tell me? Wouldn't you call? Would you like message me?
I'm here. I was saving it for the show.
They're leaving me today. I'm saving
it for the show.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, don't project on me. I'm saving it for the show. I figured we had some good content here. Now you're going back and forth and yelling. Anyways. So, you know, we're back and forth, and then I was telling them about the podcast, and I said, I do a podcast, and they go, oh, really? And I had their phone in my hand, and I'm telling what the name of it is, and they go, wait, you know Marlon?
I must have been like, what?
I go, yeah, that's my best friend. And they go, what? And
so, what are the chances?
No, exactly. Like, small world.
Yeah,
crazy.
I met him on Thursday.
Yeah, they go, they love me. They loved you. They were like, so they added the podcast. They, you know, they saw our faces like, oh, my God, it's him. And they were all like super excited.
Oh,
I sent her on
gosh.
Her way with a to-go drink. You know, they were going to the next place. I was like, because I tried it. So I said, when they got to the table, I said, what's her birthday? She goes, I'm going to buy you guys a round of drinks. They already ordered a round.
The daughter's birthday?
The daughter's birthday.
Okay.
And they had already ordered a round, so I said, your next round's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And they ate their food, and they were like, we want to kind of walk it off. I said, well, at least let me send you away. If you take it walking while you're walking with
okay,
you.
Okay, there you go.
So, and that's how we started talking about things. He's like, you guys are so nice.
So they didn't come and say, like, you discovered.
I discovered.
From talking
yes.
in general, and then the podcast.
Exactly.
And then it was linked.
Exactly.
You and I were linked.
Absolutely.
Cosmically.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yes.
We are going global, everybody. You hear it first.
At what point do you, like, does she look at you and go, hey, you must know Marlon? I don't understand.
No. So we were just talking. We're normal, casual, my table. Yeah. We're having a good time, you know, and they're about to leave. But we're just kind of, they're telling me where they're from. And they're like, you're so nice and just normal stuff. And I said, hey. And so I'll talk about it after. I had an idea for a show because they were telling me they had a bad experience somewhere.
Okay.
And I say, hey, me and my friend,
oh, okay.
I do a podcast kind of talking about these kind of things and put them onto the podcast. And they go, you know, Mark. And then that's when it exploded from there.
That's pretty fucking cool. That's awesome.
That's incredible. Small
and world. Then besides that, I had a great day. I mean, they were just the boost on. They were the icing on the cake.
Excellent. Yeah. They leave today.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love her. Great smile, great eyes, right?
Great, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I almost took a picture.
It is too late.
I forgot, but I didn't take a picture.
You should have. You're fucking up.
Because I took a picture. I took a picture with their phone, but not with mine. I should have taken one with mine so we had it for us.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'd have posted that shit. Webb, how's your... I know how your shift went.
Tell us about your shift. But they don't. I don't. Let me know about it.
I work with you, actually.
I pulled.
And it was awesome. It was a little bit on a slow end. But, however, we had great entertainment.
Great entertainment.
I mean, great entertainment.
Tell us about it.
I think all the hotties came and sat inside with us.
Yo, we had all the girls.
I mean, I'm talking about a dime.
You sound like me last night.
Or two. Or three.
We had this older lady that was amazing, and I think she had a half an omelet for $80.
Mm.
Okay.
That's one of the most expensive omelets.
That is
one. That's one expensive omelet. She didn't eat nothing.
Did she at least drink the bubbles?
She had some of the bubbles. I spilled on her a little bit.
Was that on purpose or was it?
It was an accident.
Well, where did you spill it?
Right on her hands.
Yeah.
She was. You know what the thing is? Like when I'm
we call them hands now.
I just don't.
I don't know why I imagine it being her sleeve.
I don't
know.
Because she would have had to been holding it near her
hands.
Chest.
That's
I think that's what you
we
were
call
hoping
them
for.
Hands now.
I use my hands. I don't care for when somebody, don't hand me the glass to refill. Just set it down and back off. You know what I mean? So this is going to be a first. My boy's calling me on the phone. Hold on. Let's get him in here.
Special guest.
Yo. Well, I'm recording, bro. Like, what are you doing here?
What? are you talking about?
I'm recording and you're interrupting
live.
Me. Like, what's going on? What do you need?
Oh, so you've been drinking. Okay, I got you.
That's not what recording is.
I know how your tone is, and that's what it is. You don't come off three. Come on out, man.
What is it that you want? Hurry up.
I'm asking where you're at.
I'm at Anthony's.
Come over.
You're at Anthony's.
Yes.
Is that Danny? Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Yo, we're recording. What you up, coming boy? Or not?
You're come through.
Yo. Roll through, bro. You know I do a podcast on Sundays, bro. Come on now.
I know. All right.
All right, roll through. Okay.
I'll try. Bye.
All right, bye.
What, he got cut like a ninja?
He is
he
a ninja.
He took the cut?
So, yes, please continue.
You
I
literally
apologize.
Spilled the champagne on our
I
hands.
Literally spilled it. It was OJ
now,
when I was doing the OJ.
Now, was it like the Dave Chappelle champagne? Like,
no, it wasn't sensual like that.
Like the Nat King Cole,
the two-hander.
You know what? I do have a move though in the hot tub. Y'all want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Let's talk
okay,
about it.
So, when you're hot tub with a girl, and no, not even a hot tub, in a big bath. It has to be a big. I don't fit in a regular bath. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a little taller. It's one of those larger hotel baths, right? And you're slumped in the tub. She's between your legs, mm-hmm. and she's like on you, right? It's the heat. You have champagne chilling.
Forget the champagne glasses.
No champagne glasses.
That's
bro.
Right.
Straight from the bottle.
That's right.
You just do it right on the right in the mouth, right in the face, and then you pour it on. So the hot and the cold.
Oh yeah.
It's magical.
Let me tell you something.
I've been
perfect combination.
Yeah, I'm an innovator, bro.
I've been there before on something else very similar, but I can't talk about it on the air.
I mean, that's innovation that I've never seen. I'll be honest with you, because I've been in a bathtub with a girl, you know, on many occasions.
Yes.
And I've never, first of all, I have a problem. I'll drink wine out of a bottle, but a champagne bottle is not easy to drink out of. First of all, the base is really big. And then, you know, I feel like if I put it to my mouth, I might knock my teeth out.
You gotta get your puff on. And you gotta hold it by the... By the tip.
And that'd be terrible.
Okay, you gotta go in. You hold it by the tip. You let that breast sit there. And
you are counting on the spillage, bro.
Yeah, you're not
because that's what gives you the sensation of the hot and cold.
I'm worried about knocking out her front teeth.
No, you're like, listen.
You're pouring from here.
You don't bring it close.
Oh,
you're
from my goodness. I feel like such an idiot.
You're now cascading.
Danny, it's a stream. Gave me the visual on what it is. Now I got it. I'm so sorry.
You
go
are
on,
cascading,
go on.
Bro.
Go ahead.
You are cascading, my friend. And so, yeah, We had a number of beauties inside.
Oh, incredible.
Incroyable.
Beautiful sight to see.
Beautiful.
And
nice as well.
Well, when did these interactions happen, which was, by the way, the number one best-looking girl of the day.
Which wasn't inside, though.
It was. She was inside. It was table 33.
Oh.
So I'm walking in.
The blue dress.
Blue
flower dress.
No. So I'm walking. So Marlon is coming towards me, and I'm coming towards him. And in the middle, this woman is sitting at the table, does like what looks to be a pirouette. She looked like she was floating in the air. Okay.
In slow motion.
In slow mo. Danny was there as well.
Great imagination.
Meanwhile, I didn't see her smile once. And listen, she doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to smile.
She was stunning. And I walked past her and I saw Marlon and my jaw dropped. And then he looked at me and laughed at me because he saw it too. He's like, yo, this. Because listen, everybody, when you work at a restaurant that, depending on the level of the price of the menu, the women just skyrocket in attractiveness.
Oh no, it's oh, so we're going to Vegas, okay?
Yes.
And when we talk about it all the time, we're on the Cosmo side of the street.
Yo, when we
it's
go
a different
Cosmo,
breed, right?
The chandelier bar, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's spectacular.
It smells like money. Okay, so since it smells like money, the money comes in there, and you're just we're like, oh, there's some good looking girls, you know? And then we go there, we're like, so this is where you've been hiding.
Yeah.
So this is where you've been hiding.
The caliber goes up tremendously.
That's where I'm at for the rest of
this. This is where you've been hiding.
Tremendously, bro. The caliber goes up tremendously. When you cross that strip, when you go down to Planet Hollywood,
yes.
And you cross the street to like the Aria and the Cosmo, and boom.
It's ridiculous.
Dime pieces aplenty.
I think I might just stay there the whole time. Just be there with a bunch of nips in my hand.
No, but they don't even sell nips on that side, bro.
We bringing them with us.
Listen, you got to get your nips on the other side because they only sell like the quarts and stuff on those liquor stores. They don't sell like the little airplane bottles. They're bigger, bro.
It's a conspiracy. It's a different world on the other side of the strip, right? But we interrupted you. No. I'm with you. I saw that girl. She was my table. Mm-hmm. The other two were annoying. Okay, I don't want to go through the African table.
Talking about annoying.
Who else was annoying?
We did have a loud and obnoxious one. Oh. I saw when you went over it, and I was like, man.
No. She called me over.
Listen, I think you literally walked into the lion's den without even knowing it.
Dude, I'm telling you. I did.
This girl was talking about her sexual preferences, her fantasies, man, and all that stuff. I want two guys all at the same time. Dude, and I'm hearing all of this as I'm taking an order, years, as I'm walking by.
I've been to your restaurant plenty of times, and I've never had an issue where my drink was ever empty.
In fact, people are shoving us off. They're like, you trying to get us drunk? I need stop drinking then.
And I can drink. And I'd be like, you got to give me a second.
Hold on. The whole point is, we never give your glass an opportunity for it to get, like,
very rarely
empty. That's rare.
It's rare.
Like, I legitimately, whenever I see a guest at my table that has their wine all the way, their champagne flute all the way to the bottom, I'm like, I judge myself.
How did I let that happen?
Because it doesn't happen. If you don't mind me interrupting, because you mentioned the story about the champagne. Champagne and pouring from the bathtub. Yeah. So there were, and we were talking about, you know, good looking women and where we spill it. So when I was younger, I used to work at this restaurant, which was very dark. And it was very loud, right? Music, like DJ and shit in it. Yeah. But it was a nice high-end restaurant, so high-end women would come in. So they'd wear this, open cleavage shirts, right? So I'd go up to them and I'd say, they'd be like, oh, I'll take a martini up with Grey Goose, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd pretend I didn't hear them. And then I'd lean in a little closer, right? Mm. Getting closer to her breast. So you're like, he goes, oh, so I was like, what did you say? He goes, oh, I want a Grey Goose a martini. I'm sorry, what did you say? So I kept dipping my head closer and closer to her cleavage.
The closer I get to you.
I mean, if she asks me more one time, I'm going to see a nipple. Like, I mean.
Oh, man. Just
so that's my story from when it comes to, like, pouring champagne anywhere. But I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Well, needless to say, we had a good brunch. We're going to wrap it up on this because it's a short format. Okay. And, you know, Danny and I are going on. By the time you hear this, we will already be in Vegas.
Yes.
So you'll.
We'll schedule this. We'll be there. It'll be our. We'll be waking up and it'll be hitting you in the world.
It will be in Vegas when you hear this.
Absolutely.
So my announcement will be from Vegas.
Yes, it will.
Yes. So I don't know what condition. I'm not going to be able to guarantee what kind of condition I'll be in. But actually, we're going to be recording that day, that Friday.
That morning. So yeah, you'll be fine.
That morning. He'll be fine. I'll keep it together.
I'll let him sleep in a little bit if he needs to, but he'll be okay.
I know you need you need to wrap this up, but... We've talked about all the hot chicks. There was a fucking woman that was stunningly beautiful.
Stunning.
And she was walking around with a macaw.
Yes.
She brought it to the table. And then basically everybody was in love with this macaw.
In love with the macaw or her?
Well, yes. The macaw was actually an accessory.
Yes.
To her.
And like, so like a gold chain or a bracelet.
Because of her. It wasn't because of the macaw.
Okay, so on the scale of 1 to 20...
20.
1 to 20, wait. Dude, the 1 to 10, it just not cutting it.
Mm. So, I mean, why don't you just tell her she's a 20 out of a 10?
No, because she's not a 20.
Is she a 12?
Oh. Come on now. She's at least, she's, okay, on a scale of 1 to 20, she's an 18, bro.
Okay.
A solid one.
She's a 9.5 in real life.
Solid. Solid, though.
Does the macaw on her shoulder bring her score up or down?
Irrelevant, my friend.
You know, this woman is stunning.
She could could have a turd on her shoulder.
Everyone stopped by over there because of her, not because of the bird.
Not because of the bird.
Of course. No, but what happened? I know you got to cut it off, but what happens is Marlon goes, I'm going to grab a bottle of a flute to a table for champagne. And he says, come here, put that down. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I see the super hot chick with the macaw. He's like, I need you to take a picture. I'm like, okay, I got you. So I set down the flute. He gives me the phone. And I didn't know it was his phone or her phone. So I go, hold on. So I take a picture. It's her and Marlon and the super hot chick and the macaw in the middle of them, right? So I take the picture. And then I completely just zoom right on her tip.
Great picture. I've seen it.
So it's like the exact, and I take a picture of it, right? So now two things can happen. He goes, it's either Marlon's phone and we get a good laugh out of it, or it's her phone and we get a good laugh out of it. So I go, oh my goodness. I go, and so eventually I go, whose phone is it? He goes, no, it's mine. I'm like, okay, cool. So that way I wouldn't potentially piss her off. Then towards the end, I was kind of like, annoyed. I was like leaving everybody to do it because I felt like she was getting way too much attention. And like, she's super
well
cool.
Well deserved, but, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
No, she's amazing. Dope. She was amazing.
Family oriented.
And
I've waited on her one too many times. And
she loves you, bro. She loves her little chocolate, bro.
I love her too.
What's not to love? So on the way out, before I came here, I said, fuck it. So they're taking pictures right in front of the bathroom, and her husband's there, right? And then I said to her, I said, hey, you know what? I didn't want to bother you guys, but you know what? If you don't mind, I'll take a picture. She goes, sure. So meanwhile, her other friend, which is another little hottie, and she's behind there with a little kid that's with her. And then the other, she's like, she pulls me and she just starts hugging me, like on top of me. And then the macaw is there. And I'm like, hey, so I give her husband my phone to take a picture.
Were you afraid for your life?
No, because he's very short. So what
happened? No. Not the dude, the macaw.
The macaw is scarier than he was. So meanwhile, she's hugging me, and then she's like playing with my beard. I'm dead serious. And it was like, and meanwhile, this is a fucking stunning woman.
Stunning.
And she's like playing with my beard, and then her husband is holding the phone.
How could you possibly save this story?
So she goes, he takes a picture, and I'm like, cool. And then she's like, so she starts talking to me. She's like, I don't know. She says something. Oh, what's your name? I go, well, my name's Omar. And then I go, what's your name? And then she goes, oh, I'm from Colombia. I go, oh, really? I'm from Colombia, too.
Homeland.
And then we went back and forth. Yo, I learned it was like an A&E biography. I could do it on her like any minute.
She's amazing.
Yo, it was stunning. So I didn't want to, before we left, I kind of wanted to mention that story.
Oh, dude, that's great. You saved the best for last.
Yes, because she was the highlight of the brunch.
Oh, she was.
I'll tell you
incredible.
What. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to wrap it up right there. Thank you, Omar. Thank you, Webster.
It's been
a
pleasure. Thank
we
you.
Do have a rare appearance from Roy, but we can't fit him in today, so we'll try to get him another time. And I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa.
We'll see you next time. Shift.